Good morning. And a little short-staffed around here today, so you get to see me up here in front. Our announcements this morning, and thank you for joining us here at the church. Announcements, we do have a nursery for those you want to take part in it, back over there on the south side. Club Rock starts back up. They're looking for volunteers, and they're looking for food to feed the little yard monkeys. So make sure you get your name on the list. There was probably a sign-up sheet out in the foyer for that. And then a Bible study, The Chosen, January 22nd will be starting up. Sunday night, 6 to 8, so come to that. Anything else as far as announcements this week coming up? You're going to make my job easy and not have anything for me? Come on now, come on. Oh, well, see, I get the privilege of going home with that woman, so yes, today is my wife's birthday. You can ask her how old she is. I'll stay out of it. So anything else? All right, nothing else. Our call to worship this morning is our church verse. It's at the top of your bulletin in the center, Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Therefore, as you receive Christ the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And one other thing I forgot to say, thanks, Sunday school. You've been away from it for 2 weeks now, so it starts back up today too. So don't forget that. Thank you.
So this morning we have a song about our firm foundation. So if you would stand and join in singing hymn 404, The Solid Rock. 404.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Greet one another this morning if you would.
Good morning again. I'm glad to have you all here this morning, and nice to hear you all visiting and fellowshipping with one another. This is our time we can share praises and prayer requests. I think I don't really have anything in addition to what's in the handout. If you have some, I'd take prayer requests, but we do want to be praying for April. She has surgery on Friday on her ankle, outpatient surgery, so pray that that goes well and successful and no complications with recovery. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Yeah. Okay. So Kyle Heyer, who's there on right under April, actually on the prayer list. So he does have cancer, and so. Okay. So two tumors. One can be removed with surgery. The other cannot. So be praying for Kyle Heyer. Paula. Okay. So Grace Peterson May leaves today to head to Slovakia for a conference. So pray for safe travels for her at a good conference and pray that baby does well with mom being halfway around the world and staying with grandma and grandpa. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Dale? Don't forget what?
Scott
Oleg Mueller. Yep. Okay, so Scott Oleg Mueller there on our prayer list under the cancer section, and the Oakleys head to Arizona. I don't know why anybody would want to go to Arizona right now. But actually, I think of quite a few reasons. But any other prayer requests, praises this morning? College students are heading back here. Oh, Chris. Okay. So Joe Fanning, he is also under the cancer section, in a lot of pain right now, and continue to be in prayer for him. Anything else? June. Okay.
So I don't know exactly how it's all going, but apparently it's not good. And so just both of them need prayers. It's hard to have your spouse going through something like that. And she was in a lot of pain, and apparently she still is. So.
Okay. So is Larry and Joan Groom?
Groom, G-R-O-O-N.
Okay. Larry and Joan Groon is the prayer request, and Joan is dealing with cancer as well. Right, so be in prayer for her. Anything else? Sherry and then Ernie. Sorry, Sherry first. Don, I should let you do this part. Sherry, go ahead. Okay. So the funeral service for Todd Seaman's mom was Friday, and the Kincaid funeral service or site, you can hear her singing and playing on there. So keep praying for the Seaman family, and I guess if you want to hear some of that music, you can check that out. And Ernie? Okay. Richard Labor, also there in the cancer section, got a positive report in his last visit, so that's a praise. I'm glad to hear that. Any others? All right, let's go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that it is to share praises and prayer requests with one another and to bring them collectively before you, and also for the privilege of praying for these throughout the week. We thank you that we know that you are aware of and familiar with each of these requests, as well as other requests that maybe are on hearts and minds this morning that weren't shared publicly, and that you are sovereign and you're in control, and that your will be done in each situation. And we ask for your encouragement and comfort. We ask for your guidance and decisions that need to be made. We pray for guidance for doctors as they make diagnoses and perform surgeries and decide treatment options. And we just pray that you would continue to be with each of these requests that we've heard and we've shared this morning. We thank you for the positive report for Richard Labor, and we thank you that he's doing well, given his circumstances. We do continue to pray for Scott Oligmuller and for Joe Fanning, for Kyle Heyer, also for Joan Grun, for each of these individuals and the health needs that they have, and the cancer that they're dealing with, and the pain that they're experiencing, and the questions they probably have, and the trial that it is for their families as well. And we just pray for your continued guidance and comfort and working in each of those individuals' lives. We do pray for April as she has surgery this coming Friday on her ankle. We pray that everything would go well, that it would be successful in repairing the damage that was there, and pray that the recovery will be without too much complication. We pray as well for the Oakleys as they head out to Arizona tomorrow. We pray for safety in their travels. We pray that you'd be with Pastor Jim and Josh as they travel back from being down in Texas, and others that are down there for the game as well. We pray for safety in their travels. We pray for Grace May as she travels to Slovakia today. We pray for safe travels for her. Thank you for the opportunity that she has to be part of the conference that's there. I pray that it will be encouraging and edifying, and pray that you would just bless the whole conference and each one who's in attendance. And pray that that you would be with Stephen and with their son while she's away, and pray for the grandparents as they take care of him. We do pray as well that you would continue to be with the ministries of our church. We thank you for Sunday school resuming today. We thank you for Club Rock resuming on Wednesday. Thank you for youth group. We thank you for each of the individuals that are involved in serving in each of those ministries and helping to make them happen. And we pray that you would just continue to be with our teachers and other volunteers. And we thank you for their willingness to serve. And we thank you for the way that the truth of your word is proclaimed through those ministries. We thank you for the missionaries that we have the opportunity to partner with. And we're mindful this month, particularly of the Hamiltons. And we thank you for the work of InterVarsity on the college campuses, and particularly with the Hamiltons and the Dakotas. We thank you for their the way that they are involved in encouraging college students, and I just pray that you would continue to guide them in their ministry, and think especially of their desire to see some of the chapters in the technical colleges expand, and pray that you would provide leadership for those. We do pray for college students that are heading back to school as well, as there'll be a number of them that are going back for resuming classes this week. We pray for safety in their travels, and pray give them a good semester. Continue to watch over our college students. Pray that they would grow in their relationship with you, and that they would be a light for you in their campuses, and that they would find other believers that they can be encouraged by and be an encouragement to. And as we are at the beginning of a calendar year and a new legislative season, we're mindful as well of the men and women who serve in elected office, both here at the state level in South Dakota, with the swearing in yesterday of constitutional officers in Pierre, and think of the new Congress beginning their session in Washington, D.C. We just pray for wisdom. We pray for a desire among our elected officials to make decisions that would honor you, that would lead our state and our country in the way that it should go. We pray that there would be faithful prayer for those individuals, and we just pray that you would give them a desire to seek your wisdom and discernment in the decisions that they have to make. We are mindful as well of the men and women who are serving in the armed forces, and we thank you for their willingness to serve in that role. We pray for protection for them, pray especially for those that are separated from their families. We pray for them and their families during this time, and we continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine and the conflict that's there, and the suffering that the people in Ukraine are experiencing, especially in the areas where their power has been knocked out and they have no heat and very cold temperatures. And we just pray for a resolution to that conflict, and pray that you would just work in the hearts and minds of the leaders and those that are involved, and could bring about a resolution to that very soon. We thank you for your Son, and thank you for your love for us, the gift of salvation, for the privilege that it is to be your children and to come together collectively this morning to worship you. We pray that you would continue to just work through this church, pray that we'd be good stewards of what you have given to us with our time, our finances, and the facility that you've blessed this church with, and that we would use all of it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
There's something that I find most beautiful in the wintertime, and I know the last few weeks have been really tough winter-wise for everybody, but the beauty of the frost on the trees is an absolute sign of God's love. He makes it no better. It's all Him, has nothing to do with us. It's the way He loves us at different times, and I'm telling you, those last couple mornings, I went out and took pictures in my yard and sent them to my family, and it's just so crisp, so fresh, so renewing, and that's what His love is to us if we just accept it and utilize it every single day. So we're going to sing this morning. We're going to sing to Him. We're going to love Him, so please stand. Sing with us.
Of all. have reasons to bless back the name of the Lord when he blesses us or protects us. I know there was some people, a lot of people that were stranded on the roads that I'm sure were grateful to be rescued. Oftentimes we're given safety in our travels that we don't realize, you know, come off of an icy patch that we didn't know was that slick. But anyways, one other thing I was gonna say, it was requested that we not, and I'm not gonna sing to you, but I do wanna wish a very happy birthday to Deb. I know I certainly appreciate her heart for the Lord and the words that come to her to share with us all, as well as her heart for children and her love for just everything that she does. So happy birthday, Deb.
Thanks, Charlie.
I better get out the right music here.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed.
Please go ahead and be seated. This next song is Here I Come to Worship. And all of us, we have different ways that we worship the Lord. Some of us worship more in prayer. Some of us, music hits our hearts. Some of us, it's the sermon. It might be iPods. It might be words from friends or loved people or even a stranger. But this song, I'd like you to just take a few moments within it and close your eyes and just feel God's love, because there's so much love in the words of this song. Please sing with us this morning.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege it is to come together to worship you. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the reminder and the lyrics that we have sung this morning of the gift of your Son and the price that he paying for our sins on the cross. I pray that you'd be with us now as we look in your word and we examine the instruction that you inspired Paul to write for us to live in a way it's pleasing to you, that we would be attentive to what you'd have us to receive this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.